This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll try it again. No timeouts for everyone. This for the game. Mason Crosby from 52 yards out. It is no good! Overtime, here we come.
Mason, in general, what does a tie feel like as a competitor for you?
It's gross. I don't like obviously hate losing. Ties just weird. You just don't get them a lot. It's a weird feeling. Trying to process through kind of how it all went. A lot of really good things out there, on both sides of the ball. And we'll just evaluate this one and learn from it.
Those are the words of Mason Crosby. Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show continues, and we'll talk with Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio coming up here momentarily. Hey, I want to remind you that sometimes you take a ride around the block, that's just not enough. That's why the Van Horn dealership, they offer a 90-day test drive program, and it's available at any of their FCA locations in Plymouth, Manitowoc, Stoughton. You can take a ride in a brand new Ram 1500, a Jeep Grand Cherokee, Dodge Charger, Dodge Grand Caravan, Chrysler Pacifica for 90 days, no obligation. 90, you heard me right, 90 days, no obligation. If you're not satisfied, bring it back. No additional commitment. Or you can buy it and save up to $2,000. I just went there over the weekend, and finally I started looking around. I needed trucks, and I'm thinking about hauling different stuff and the motorcycle and the trailers and all this different stuff. I'm getting ready to move. I picked up a 2019 Ram 1500. I love this thing. It's loaded on the inside. Picked it up from the truck center in Plymouth and really enjoying it. As a matter of fact, Sherry was driving it over the weekend, and she's kind of the country girl anyway, and she was feeling it too. Big pickup truck, very good, 5.7 Hemi in it. It'll pull my house off its foundation. Visit the Van Horn Auto Group at vanhornauto.com and shop the inventory that qualifies for the 90-day test drive program exclusively at Van Horn. vanhornauto.com, that's vanhornauto.com. Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio joining us. He's in studio. I'm in Green Bay. Michael, how you doing?
Okay. I'm leaving the press box, and I open the door, and all of a sudden pop out about 9 or 10 Minnesota Viking coaches that are coming up, just down the hallway there from us. Mm-hmm. So, you get out of the way because it's kind of a fire drill. These guys, it's the end of the game, and, man, the scowls on their faces. And I'm thinking, because it's weird. It's like, wow, it's a tie. This thing's a tie. All of that, and it's a tie. So I go down the stairs, take the elevator, and I go right there in the tunnel outside the Packers locker room. You see that when you take the stadium tour. And one of the last guys in, because I think he talked to Pam Oliver on Fox, is Aaron Rodgers. And he's got the same scowl on his face. And it's kind of weird. It's like, where do you go? Or where do you start on this story when both teams feel like they lost in a game? Mm-hmm. So I went to go talk to Mason Crosby, who you've had on the show so many times and done golf outings with and all. And I thought it was interesting that Mason said on those two kicks he made from 52 yards, or when he was out there, that Mike Zimmer, when he iced him just before he released and kicked the first one, which was good, he actually thought that the second attempt he had was better, even though it ended up going wide left. Here's Mason.
I felt really good about my second hit because I didn't hit the first one great, but it went through. But I'm just like, all right, clean that up, and we'll be solid. So that's probably honestly what I'm most disappointed about is just the fact that that I felt really good about it and I just didn't execute.
If they had let him make that 52-yarder or whatever had happened, that would have been his sixth field goal of the day. Would have set a new franchise record. He would have surpassed Chris Jackie and Ryan Longwell, who've each had 5 field goal days in their career for the Green Bay Packers.
So looking at the way this thing kind of ended up, and I know it's not necessarily the best, but look, we're complaining about the officiating today on the Packers side of things. The Vikings had some arguments going as well. You know, I mean, there's guys that have never been able to beat the Packers consistently at Lambeau Field. I mean, the Packers have to feel good that they didn't lose that game, and I think the Vikings have to feel good because the Packers had a lot of opportunities that they let slip through their fingers as well.
Well, and that's what you're trying to feel out because, let's face it, September is still an extension of the preseason in 2018 NFL football. November football is a lot different. And so one of the things – see, I didn't come out of that game yesterday thinking, wow, the Packers really blew an opportunity here. I didn't. I was surprised on how many things that they handled. I was really surprised on by the end of the first quarter how this offensive line for the Green Bay Packers had got so beat up against the Bears. They didn't have a single snap together at all through the spring, through the mini camps, through training camp, because Bulaga's rehabbing his knee. Lane Taylor was off and injured. I thought they did a pretty good job of pass protecting. You got to the second and third quarter, and my gosh, Aaron Rodgers was standing back there 3, 4, 5 seconds. And to be able to pull that off with the way their story is, because it's usually the defense has got the upper hand, I thought was pretty impressive. But really, at the end of the day, I think the Vikings felt that, you know, having to come into Lambeau, noon game, it was really hot down on the field. It felt like 85, 90 degrees down on the sidelines. And because they came from behind and their quarterback, Kirk Cousins, is still, you know, getting in sync with his weapons, with Stephon Diggs and with Kyle Rudolph and that bunch. I think that they felt like, well, okay, at least we didn't lose this game. We came from behind. So you talk to Everson Griffin, 9-year veteran, big dude, defensive end. He was banging heads with David Bakhtiari all afternoon. Now, the question for him is, what do you say to this kid now, this rookie place kicker you got, Daniel Carlson, Auburn, who went 0-for-3. I mean, choked big time. Here's Everson Griffin in the Vikings locker room.
He just got to go out there and make him. We're professionals, and you got to do your job. And they expect me to do my job on every play, just like they expect Cousins, and you got to do your job. You know, but he's our dog, and we love him, and he's our teammate, and we're going to do all the right things to build him up and tell him to go out there and kick that thing. You know, he just got to kick it, you know, but that shouldn't be the W. But besides that, there's a lot of other things, you know, block punt, sacks. But, you know, we play well with a tie, man. We did a great job. But, you know, it was a fun fought game. And only thing we can do now is get back to the drawing board. Tie is better than the loss, you know. But tie goes for the runner, and we the runner. So I'm going to take the W today.
And then they cut the kid this morning, Daniel
they
Carlson.
They did. Yes. Their fifth-round draft choice, Daniel Carlson.
Carlson!
Oh, is that a Paul Allen? Oh, say that. I haven't heard that yet. I want to hear that later. That's awesome. So then, how about Stephon Diggs? I mean, this guy, 14, has really emerged as a leader on that team, and his reaction to getting a tie with Green Bay and how Cousins, you know, is reacting in this game, bringing them back in that game yesterday for over 400 yards total passing.
Ties don't feel good. You know, I would definitely tell you that. It's like it's not losing, but it's damn sure not winning. But for us, we can't do nothing about it. It's in the past right now, and, you know, Kirk always steps up to the plate, and as a quarterback, you want that. You see that. He commands the huddle. He shows what he can do each and every week. You know, as far as 12, number 12, he has a great game, as usual. You know, he wasn't as healthy, and he still played his heart out. So my hat goes off to him. For us, you know, from my standpoint, I'm happy that my quarterback had a good day, and we'll continue to work at that.
Haven't had a chance to break down all the tape of this game yet, but you know just from watching it live, the killer play is the 75-yard touchdown from Kirk Cousins to 14, Stephon Diggs. And you see that Kevin King has left the game with an ankle injury. They put in number 31, Devon House, and he gets smoked on that play. Kentrell Bryce was down there at safety, but Diggs got past him. Diggs has been a real nuisance for the Packers the last couple of seasons, particularly in the red zone. He's really a quick athlete, great hands, whoever the quarterback is. So we asked him, you know, so 31's out there, Devon House. So is that why you took that route, you know, 60 yards downfield? What did Kirk Cousins say to you on that play in the huddle?
Go deep.
Go deep and catch it.
That's what that play is called, Bill. It's called Go Deep.
Go Deep.
Devon House is out there in the slot. Go Deep.
There you have it. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More with Mike Clemens coming up right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. 35-yard field goal try to kick the Vikings to 2-0. Snap spot. Carlson! He missed it again, and he missed it right. And for the third time in the history of the border battle,
field goal was missed. That is the end of the game.
We have a tie. Daniel Carlson missed three field goals today, and the Vikings and the Packers finish tied at 29.
Doesn't feel like a loss, but it feels pretty close. And it's definitely tough just from the work that we put in as a defense, just everything we did through three and a half quarters of just, I think, in my opinion, dominating out there, making plays, made plays down the stretch, obviously had those calls happen. It's just tough to have that performance and then kind of let it slip away.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show continues. We are glad to have you. This portion of the program brought to you by Marshfield Clinic Health System, and it's where they can get you back in the game. There's a lot of like allergy stuff going on right now. There's a lot of people looking for prescription allergy stuff, and maybe they can get it to you right over the phone. All you got to do is call 844-CARE-WAY. That's 844-CARE-WAY. That is the Marshfield Clinic Health System in Care My Way, and it's just another way they can save you some time, save you some money. And if they can't help you, they don't charge you. That's the best part about it. That is from our friends at Marshfield Clinic. Go to marshfieldclinic.org to find out more. That's marshfieldclinic.org to find out a whole lot more. The official health care provider of yours truly. Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio joining us in studio. I am in Green Bay. Mike's in the studios back in Milwaukee. So, Mike, as we continue on, picking up where we left off, you've got Blake Martinez talking about what a tie feels like. In the meantime, the guy that we're going to have on the kickoff show tonight, the Lodge Kohler kickoff, Lane Taylor, he talks about that Vikings defensive line, about the holding penalty. I mean, they had their hands full, and overall, they didn't do too bad.
No, and my point is this. I picked the Packers to win because I felt an intensity coming out of that locker room. I think most people thought that the Vikings have a better team and a better roster, and I agree with them. Particularly all the bodies they've got on that defense. Sheldon Richardson, Daniel Hunter, Linville Joseph, Everson Griffin, the corners that they've got on that team. So as the game was wearing on and you got Aaron Rodgers out there with that left knee all wrapped up, and I was right. I thought he looked like he was in serious pain in the first half, but with the warmth of the sun out there and just the way the game was going and adrenaline, he said after the game, it actually, the pain subsided as the game wore on. I'm sure it's special today. I'm sure he's got plenty of pain. We'll get an update from McCarthy before the show's over with on that. I just was impressed with a lot of the things that the Packers were doing, and it turns out that this was an intense week of preparation, and they probably were also have been working on, I mean, this game is circled. They've been working on this for weeks, for months. They wanted revenge. They needed to take out the Vikings and get them while they could at home. So there was a real sense of frustration because the Packers were up 20-7 in the third quarter. They let this thing slip away. Plus, they think that the ref screwed them, you know, with the roughing the passer thing. So I talked to Lane Taylor, the left guard, about handling. Now, you're going to hear this slam in the background. That's David Bakhtiari slamming that door they've got in those lockers there. It was right. These dudes are, this was right after they opened up the locker room after the game. These dudes were a little upset. Here's Lane Taylor.
Yeah, they're definitely good. They're talented. I felt like we did some good things. But yeah.
What's the feeling on the sidelines when your defense gets an interception and roughing the passer called on 52 second week in a row?
Yeah, it was good interception. Felt like from our point of view, Clay was pretty clean. Obviously, I didn't look at tape or anything. But it looked like, yeah, he avoided the head and no body weight on a slam or going to the ground. And stuff. I don't know. We'll see.
Nobody likes ties in this business. It's just too much work. Were players pretty gassed there in that overtime period because of the heat conditions?
Yeah, definitely. We're definitely tired from the heat. And yeah, it's a long game. I mean, just the regular game itself is tiring. But I mean, nothing that wore us out that we weren't ready for. But
you got productivity in the passing game. You got some nice draws working up the middle. Defense is making some big plays. The game starts off with a special team score. Your field goal kicker hits five field goals, and you walk out of this with a tie.
Yeah, that's what makes it a little you know, sour, because we felt like we had plenty of opportunities to win the game. We just didn't capitalize, I guess, at the right time.
Lane Taylor, who you'll be with tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, you can obviously tell the slamming in the background. Now, one of the guys that I did, and I've been high on, I mean, you know, Josh Jackson has played well. We talk about Kevin King. He just needs to stay on the field. Jair Alexander, I thought the young guys really kind of pulled through.
Yeah, and to get a score on special teams. I mean, here's, when you start scoring in all three phases of the game, you're going to the playoffs, man. I talked to Josh Jackson about this, about Geronimo Allison getting a hand on the football and the rookie being aware, getting a handle on the football and taking it in for the first touchdown of the game. Here's Josh Jackson.
Yeah, you know, the call was to, you know, for me to come off the edge, so just trying to come make a play, and I think the dude turned out on me, and G-Mo was able to slip through and get a block, and the ball was up in the air and landed right in my hands.
And then, Bill, you know, you survey these players from veterans to maybe a coach off to the side to even a rookie like Josh Jackson. Jair Alexander gets that interception on fourth down. It should be game over. What's the defense's reaction when all of a sudden the flag is thrown and Clay is found with roughing the passer for a second week in a row?
Yeah, that was a critical play. You know, we don't get that call and we win the game, but, you know, it happens, football, so we got to be able to regroup and, you know, get the stop in the next series.
And several minutes after the Packers locker room was open after the game yesterday, then Clay came out, you know, and he held court. He took any question that he stood there for 10 minutes. But you can see this guy is, I mean, as Mike McCarthy said today, we have been drilling our guys. We're training them the way the NFL wants them to play that play on quarterbacks. We appreciate the rules, the emphasis on safety for quarterbacks. We know what that's like. But when we look at the tape, Clay Matthews did what the league is asking him, and you still got guys throwing flags, and it's in the balance of the game. Here's Clay's frustration after the tie.
I don't even know where to start, to be completely honest with you. I mean, I have so many emotions kind of running through as far as it's just what a terrible call it was. But at the same time, I don't know what else to do. I mean, I don't know. You let me know. Let me tell me, did I put pressure on him? Because I, you know, I thought I hit him within, you know, his waist, the chest. I got my head across, put my hands down. And to call it, you know, at that point in the game, it's just, I mean, it's unbelievable. Last week, okay, you know, shame on me. But this week, I mean, that's unbelievable.
I agree with him. I mean, last week you can say shame on me, and I completely agree. This week I didn't think it was an egregious. At first I thought to myself, okay, like a lot of fans, oh, my God, here we go again, another last second, you know, play and Clay Matthews. And then I looked at it and I'm like, no, he didn't do anything wrong. It was really kind of a textbook style of hit. That's what you ask people to do.
And after the game, you know, you got Mike Zimmer saying the same thing. He thought two or three of his defenders got questionable calls. Eric Kendrick's call on him, a couple of others, Daniel Hunter, he thought, but he came right out. You know, McCarthy's been politically correct about his comments of this for the last 24 hours, but Zimmer's just flat called it a bad call. At one point, he had to get the PR guy had to stop him in the postgame press conference, like, whoa, don't, you know, don't say anymore. So.
Right.
Zimmer got his feelings out.
There comes
out
that fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, did you catch up with Jerry Kramer at all? Great to see him out there at halftime.
Yeah. I don't know if they showed maybe a little clip of it on TV, but, yeah, they had a ceremony during the halftime. Got down on the field, out there on the field. His daughter, Alicia, who's been working on this for the last 4 or 5 years, to say, hey, don't forget my dad. And I'm tired of hearing this story that started being written in the papers back in the 70s. Like, well, you know, there's already like a dozen Lombardi Packers already right. In the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's enough. This guy was the best right guard, deemed the best right guard in 1968, in the first 50 years of football. So finally he gets inducted, and then they put his name yesterday up in the Packer Hall of Honor, right there in the ring of Lambeau Field. And then Jerry was asked, well, so that's it now, huh? I mean, Hall of Fame, 82 years old, Ring of Honor, is that it? And you know what? No, life doesn't stop for Jerry Kramer. He talked about what his next project is.
Well, you know, it certainly is the end to a journey. I'm not sure the journey's over. I got a movie in me that I'd like to get out, and I've started scratching on that a little bit, and I've got some other interests in the medical world that... We've got a company that's got a couple Nobel Prize winners in the company. So they're much, much brighter than I am and know much, much more about glutathione and the absorbability of it than I do. But they think it might have an impact on CTE. And that is where my heart lies right now. We're trying to get ourselves ready for a clinical trial. We've talked to the commissioner, and he put his two chief medical people on the phone with my guys, my Nobel guy, and both of them, and the president, and several guys in our company, in this company called Predictive Technology.
So Jerry Kramer trying to help not only, you know, the senior players like himself that are retired, but the players of the future, and, you know, maybe help save the sport.
Mike, good stuff as always, and I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Billy.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio. When we come back, I'm going to hear something from Mike McCarthy. He spoke to the media today. Should be interesting. Coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.